Knowledge of Over-Earth's existence faded from the memory of the living, even that of long-lived elves and dwarves. Most believe it as a place of myth and legend, and that it never truly existed. But that is all I can tell you for now, my friend. Get ready to enter the kingdoms and the elves of the reaches. Where the tale ended last time.
Father Jacob, will she be all right?
Demanded Captain Brotst. His heart pounded rapidly in his ears. A lump swelled in his throat. He paced back and forth and waved a torch haphazardly about in the air, paying little attention to the water and muck that dripped from his uniform. The young princess, Adrina, her face deathlike, was his only concern. He feared the worst for Adrina as her face grew ashen. He was positive King Andrew would have his head for this. His despair grew, so did his anger and frustration. Again he yelled at Father Jacob, who apparently was not listening to him.
Father, will she be all right?
Father Jacob had worked frantically ever since Captain Brotz had rescued Adrina from the murky waters of the mire. Although a male, he knew the art of healing well and had attempted to work its miracles on her almost immediately. Yet he was growing annoyed by the captain's repeated inquiries, and this distracted him.
Perhaps, he hissed back at the captain, if you give me some silence.
Keeper Martin touched a hand to the captain's shoulder and said,
Do not worry so. Father Jacob knows what he is doing. Give him some room in the silence he asks for, and then trust in him and Great Father.
Then he returned the captain's cloak and sword belt. Captain Brotz took the belt and cloak and donned them. He chased off the reassuring hand. He didn't want to be soothed. He wanted Adrina to regain consciousness and to...